How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Where do you get prescription cocaine?
Adderall, Ritalin. I mean, what are we talking about?
Vyvanse.
That's prescription methamphetamine.
I mean, welcome to the world, Coop.
Welcome to adulthood.
I mean, welcome to adulting, bro. You got to lie to the doctor instead of the drug dealer.
That's how I get all of my medication when I go to the doctor. But I'm still young at heart. I'm going to be a child at heart until I'm in my 70s, if I survive to my 70s from doing street drugs.
Yeah. You call your doctor your drug dealer, actually.
Dr. Feelgood.
You're like, oh, I'm going to the drug dealer. I mean, the doctor.
Doctor, excuse me.
Crime juice.
Authorities are desperately searching for a killer accused of going on a rampage.
The search for a possible serial killer.
An urgent manhunt for a man authorities believe is behind a triple killing spree.
Police here speculating that a possible serial killer may have struck again.
I told her to get out of the car, and that's when she became afraid, and then I shot her.
Welcome in. Welcome to Jesse Wiseman's Crime Corner. We've got a really good one today. We've got, it's a nightmare on many levels. And it's this one actually is for Joel's sick fuck wife, Kibeta.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't even know the name of the person we're talking about today.
This story has everything, Joel. Submarines, rockets, torture, and a mad scientist. You're gonna love it.
That's hot.
But first we have to get to the titles and the winner for the title competition of our last episode about bendy legs, Oscar Pistorius.
Ah, the Blade Runner.
If
I've been
need
to
tell
to
you
ones.
What this case is about, I don't know if this show is for you, but bendy legs, in South Africa a while ago, famous, Paralympian.
I think it's just Paralympian.
Who is doing time right now for the murder of his super hot model girlfriend, who he mistook for an intruder when she just went to pee in the middle of the night.
I think she was dumping out.
Yeah, because she opened the window and she took her phone. So we all know what was happening there, Reva.
She was hot, though. Editing the episode, I looked up her FHM shoot. Ooh.
Woo. Yeah.
Almost as hot as my wife.
Right? Yeah. Different. Like a different hot.
Yeah, different hot.
Like you wouldn't want to really hang out with her.
Hell no.
But like real hot.
Oh, yeah.
You would go to a red carpet with her on your arm kind of thing.
If
okay.
you hung out with her, you'd probably want to kill her.
I think that's all you need to know to understand these titles. All right. Dustin Kenyon, Oscar's defense. No leg to stand on. I mean, we danced around that in the episode. I really like that one a lot.
Oh, I gotta say, real quick, the ladies came in hard on this one again. It seems to be a recurring issue. Whenever there's a super hot chick, the ladies come out of the closet or wherever.
No,
wherever
I think they're just
or whatever the word is.
Yeah, yeah, out of the kitchen.
Out of the kitchen. Oh, damn, you beat me to it.
Oh, you motherfucker!
Shit.
I always fucking step on your joke suit. I'm sorry because you.
No, no.
We always have the same shit, and then I'm sorry.
You're both misogynists.
Yeah. We both hate women, so we have the same joke, and I'm always stepping on his fucking feminist shit. Matt Tech, The Gimp and the Model, a love story.
Ooh, that's
ooh,
nice.
I
watched
that
movie.
That
it sounds like a Lifetime movie.
And that one, now they're kind of thinking too. These people, you know, our listeners always understand the assignment where they're like, now we need to think about what's going to play on the audio. You know what I mean? On a title and how it looks kind of thing.
Yeah.
Also, with more women coming out, like, I think they're just finding the show. Like, sorry, this is, I love you so guys.
You're in the...
But we're in a white woman's, oh, this is a white woman's show.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, four...
But it's a white woman's show territory. Stuck in a white man's world.
Yeah, yeah, stuck in a misogynist world, right? Slightly racist, definitely misogynist.
Mm-hmm.
But... So I like that they're finding the show. I like that they're finding a place in the world for them, right?
Down a rabbit hole underneath the curtain of Drinking Bros.
Yep.
You'll find Crime Corner.
Nancy Bird. What up, Nan?
Nan?
10 toes shy of innocent.
Oh!
Oh!
Oh,
I like it. It just like rolls off the tongue, too.
It's poetic.
Yeah.
Ruben, I'm skipping his. Just kidding. Just kidding. Oh, this one. Rube.
You got a good one this time.
In Nub with a Murderer.
Ooh, oh, that's good.
Looking for Nub. Yeah.
That's good.
Looking for Nub in all the wrong places. Ruben, you are a front runner, friend.
Fuck,
and I hate, it pains me to say that because I don't like you.
It makes me a little sick to my stomach.
It makes me sick to my stomach, but.
It makes me happy.
Of course. Of course I want Ruben to win. I love him.
We all do.
Jody Barnett.
Jody coming in, dude.
Handicapped and Strapped. Love it.
Ooh, I like that
I like that one.
Yeah.
Handicapped and Strapped.
Whew. Ooh, that's my kind of title. It looks good, too.
Yeah.
It looks clean, dude.
The only critique I would have is I would swap it. Strapped and Handicapped, I think. Yeah, it's got a little bit more.
Strapped and Handicapped.
Yeah.
A little something else
to it. Okay.
I see that. Jay
Ram. He's got a couple. Yeah. Not sure.
Unknown.
First, Blades executes Babe. I like it.
Ooh, that one's not bad. It sounds
the alliteration,
like a,
right?
Like a
I like
headline.
The. Mm-hmm. Second one, Apartheid Homicide. Ooh. I love it. Things just ran smoother, right? When they were segregated, don't you think? It's just, you know, there are differences.
Oh, absolutely.
And we work better with our own.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Crunchies. Well,
I'm joking. Three. If the blades fit, you must acquit. I love that one too. Oh my God. Shit. I'm not going to be able to pick one.
That was a double whammy there because we referenced the O.J. Simpson case.
Yes, we did. James Reese. Shot through the heart and Stubbs to blame. Damn. He gave love a bendy leg. Now, a little bit long, but I would say if I were just picking the best one, I would go with that one.
Yeah.
Just the best one, not the one that would like, I have to fit in the space of the
audio. It's gotta be short for the audio.
But damn, that's a good one. And he put in the bendy leg, which I love.
Yeah, I'm a sucker for any Bon Jovi reference.
Exactly. Valerie V, what a girl. Paraplegic pops poppin' paralegal.
Oh,
it's musical, right?
Yeah.
It's rhythmic. I really like it a lot. Kimberly Raspberry, two stump chump. Shit.
Damn, they got quick. Some good ones.
That was quick, too.
Two Stump Chump is fucking good, dude.
Ladies,
can I put that? Do you mean like the honorable mention for sure, Kimberly? Honorable mention as well as James Reese and Ruben is going to be a runner up, but I think I'm going to have to go with Strapped and Handicapped.
Yes,
just because it's going to look good, it's going to be fucking sweet. People are going to get it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Wait, what was the poppin' one?
Paraplegic pops.
No, it's poopin'.
Poopin' paralegal. Pops poopin' paralegal. Pops poopin' paralegal.
Yeah.
And she was a paralegal too.
Mm. Yes.
Or she was.
She was a lawyer.
That's so on the nose. Like,
yeah, I think
like Valerie,
well.
You really like hit every point in the story. Dang.
Maybe that one goes in the description.
Yeah.
Say it all the way through.
Paraplegic, pops, pooping paralegal. Yeah, it sounds good. In Nub with a Murderer. That one's fucking great.
Fuck.
I'm still...
Apartheid Homicide, but I mean, come on.
I mean, that one's good, too. We all love apartheid here.
I know. We're all for it.
Yeah. really want to hammer that
Yeah,
home.
We're just like... Yeah.
No, we're not for it, Jesse.
We're against women's suffrage, and we're for apartheid. And that's just, like, the motto of the show, huh?
That's a tough one.
Again, I'm just thinking about like writing it, putting it on the audio.
I'm still going with strapped and handicapped, and then we can
just
put
because it's gonna look sick, but like
strapped and handicapped.
Because a paraplegic, pops, poop, and paralegal can go. Oh.
Fuck!
Dang! And then he says it again. It's good. It's good. It flows.
Fuck!
It flows.
Damn.
Like, we want, I love you guys, but we want other people that don't know who the fuck we are to find the show. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's what, like, the audio is for. Like, you guys are on the Patreon. Like, you're here. You know what's up. We need someone else to be like, oh, who are these losers? And then be like, ah, and cancel us.
Have basically. We made it clear to the non-Patreon subscribers that if they want to submit a title idea for the show that they have to be subscribed to the Patreon. That's where they submit it.
It's the only place to submit.
Comments. Yeah, it's the only. Yeah, it's the only place the only we get it.
Okay,
it,
so
yeah.
Anybody who's only getting this through audio, go sign
yes,
up for the
Patreon.
Yes,
so get on Patreon. That's where
Five
we
bucks.
Get, and it's in the comments. That's where we get all of these submissions. So if you're submitting anywhere else, sorry, we're not seeing it. And then there was some confusion with the YouTube drop on Friday. It's back catalog. Old episodes we're just trying out on like a Friday night Dateline time slot if you guys are bored and home and nothing's on TV because of the writer's strike. We're kind of doing it there. But for the newest Patreon, for the newest episodes and the ones you haven't seen and all of that, it's still here.
Yeah.
So I think we're gonna go strapped and handicapped. In the description.
Never been done before.
We'll put it in the description. Yeah, I should put the paraplegic, pops, poop, and paralegal.
It's so good.
Got to. Thank you,
Ruben,
guys.
Close,
Ruben.
That's his best one yet.
Keep trying to get that GED, bud. You know what I mean? As soon as you get it, we will celebrate you, friend.
That's right.
All right, today it's a creepy Denmark. So, you know, shit's fucking weird over there. Mm-hmm. A lot of unregulated bullshit. And then we do have this person reminds me of someone that we all know and a situation that we've all been in. Let me know if you hear it. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
So like I said, this one's for your wife, Joel. Our story takes place in the unregulated waters of Denmark. Engineer enthusiast... Notice I say enthusiast. Peter Madsen was born in 1971 and spent most of his early life in Kalundborg. What do you think?
I don't know.
Kalundborg?
I tried to put as many weird
I know
Danish
you did,
words
you fuck,
in there as
I took
possible.
Them out.
Oh, damn it. You did? Shit.
I mean, not all of them. But like, I was just like, dude, I don't know.
There was one paragraph where there was like four of those in
yeah,
there.
Yeah,
there's
yeah.
no possible
you
way
really
to pronounce
You really were
those.
Fucking with me. Yeah. Kalundborg, Denmark. At an early age, Madsen developed an interest in engineering, especially rocketry. He began experimenting with rockets in elementary school and built and launched his first rocket on March 3rd, 1986. Welding and, although he never completed any formal education, he did take courses in welding and engineering. It was during an engineering course that he developed an interest in things that were long, hard, and full of semen.
Oh,
submarines. This is a Coop one. This is a Coop episode.
I was thinking of an old filmmaker I used to work with personally.
Yeah. So, and there's a lot, there's going to be a lot of comparisons. So, I didn't name it. You guys are going to name it, but I did call it Kim Wall is our the lady in the story, and the poor Elon Musk, because this guy is like Elon Musk without money. Like, he's that fucking smart. He wants to do all the things that Elon Musk wants to do, and he's smart enough to fucking make it happen.
He's the Kirkland brand Elon Musk.
Yeah, yeah, he's the great value.
Yeah. My title that I thought would be good is Something Rotten in the Bay of Denmark. Hamlet reference. I know it's going to go over
very
a lot
good,
of your heads.
I know. We all love Shakespeare over here. Doth. No, Dork I like Patrol. It. I like it. Beat it, nerd. Peter Madsen co-founded the company Copenhagen Suborbitals that manufactured rockets and submarines and all that Elon Musk shit. So it's like a private company. Denmark's pretty unregulated as far as definitely
as far as
submarine. And then it seems like if you want to do, you know, put a rocket into space or...
yeah,
test out any of this shit. It seems like it was pretty easy to just go out into a field and do it.
As we'll find out later in the episode, they play things pretty fast and loose when it comes to the legal system also.
Legal system, and just like if you wanted to build a plane and just fly it into the sky, you know what I mean? Like, they just seem very much like, oh, okay.
That's fucking awesome.
Have a good day. Have a good day. You know?
Well, they've still got that, you know, that Scandinavian Viking mentality.
Right, right.
Denmark is where Beowulf came from, I'm pretty sure.
Probably.
Pretty sure he was Danish.
Do I know him?
Beowulf?
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
No, he died a long time ago.
Oh, okay, okay. I thought we fucking partied. So all that Elon Musk shit. So Peter was not happy with his diminishing role in this company that he co-founded. And by all accounts was very difficult to work with. You don't say. When Peter was asked to resign, he flew off the handle and began plotting his petty revenge. He founded a company right down the street, named it Rocket Madsen Laboratories. Like, very, you know, superhero, villain, whatever.
Yeah, it's sweet.
Idea. Yeah, yeah. Because he wanted his name on it, right? Like he didn't like being co-founder. He didn't like that he wasn't totally in charge of everything. If this gives you any idea of kind of the person that he was. Rocket Madsen Laboratories that became a crowdfunded intern and volunteer worked rocket and submarine development center. So another comparison. Don't know if you guys are making this, but... Peter was happy to be back in charge and led his team of like ragtag misfits that kind of lived on this property. He had this like warehouse, lived on the property, the communal food. He was in charge of everyone. It was kind of there was no real plans. It was like they wake up and be like, let's work on the submarine. And no one got paid. They all were just there because they were doing something great and crazy, right? And wanted to be a part of what they thought was going to be history being made.
It's not a cult, but it's cult adjacent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or like, you know, coat adjacent. So this situation is something that we know, right? Mm-hmm. Of just everyone's like, they're young kids, interns, they have engineer degrees or they're going to school or whatever, and they just want to make a rocket themselves or a submarine or whatever. So this is the environment that he's kind of working in, facilitating, whatever.
He's created this place.
Yes.
Yeah.
Out of spite. Because right. of... mm-hmm. Yeah. So the project the team was working on in August of 2017 was the submarine that would retrieve the rockets after ocean landing. So they're working on two things kind of simultaneously. Rockets that they're going to launch into space, and then a submarine to retrieve the rockets after landing or whatever happens. I don't know, things that fall out.
I didn't know that's what the submarine was for. I thought it was just, like, I thought Peter Madsen was just a bit of a weirdo that wanted to go to the...
Yes, but that's why the submarines were done the quickest and he had three or four that worked, right? Like he, yeah, that was his kind of expertise. And then he wanted to do the rockets to fuck with the Copenhagen, you know,
yeah,
and be like in enter a space race basically with his nemesis in his mind.
That's awesome. Yeah,
Denmark does sound pretty fucking awesome now,
right?
Now that we're talking
yeah.
about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And like the Copenhagen suborbitals booked their first launch on this specific date, and Peter like booked the same date. Like yeah. It's like that kind of thing. Even though his rockets were nowhere near, like that's that kind of shit is you actually do, I think, probably have to have an engineering degree for that. Whereas
you really should.
Submarines, for some reason, he knew that. Like he could figure that shit out and had this was like his third. The one that we're talking about that he was working on, the UC-3 Nautilus.
Yeah, the first one was called the UC-1 Crack.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
K-R-A-K-A. The second one was the UC-2 Freya. And with each subsequent one that he built, he made them longer and longer. So the very first one was, I think, right around 21 feet. And then the Nautilus was about 58 to 60 feet long.
Yeah.
And the most advanced out of all of them.
And it looks like, you'll put pictures up, but it looks like a fucking, like a submarine, any submarine that you would see. You wouldn't
really?
Be like,
yeah.
oh,
not
this
like
guy
the,
made it in
not,
a...
Not like the Ocean Gate submarine?
Yeah, not like Ocean Gate, where it's like the most they could do was a little fart tube.
It's a PVC pipe with like a fishbowl on
it's
the
like
end of it.
It's like a Bud Light can with a fleshlight attached to the tip of it.
Yeah, this story definitely... I remembered it because of what's going on, or by this time, what has happened with the Ocean Gate submarine.
Right,
they could still be alive. As we're talking to you right now, I think we're down to maybe 8 hours as far as like the amount of time they had to rescue Ocean Gate.
For the amount of oxygen that they have.
Oxygen.
I heard this morning that they had... When I first got to the studio this morning, I heard that they had 20 hours of oxygen left, but I don't know if that was accurate.
And
That depends.
I popped back in at a 15. They were like the last ditch effort of a pretty advanced underwater boat
but
that was going to look, or submarine,
is
obviously.
If all five of the, it's five people, right? If all five are still alive, that's how much air.
Now the CEO.
If one motherfucker killed all four of them and is in there, he could live for a week.
Oh,
exactly.
I know for a fact that everybody got together and beat the CEO to death.
Don't you
think?
Getting
them all stuck in that situation. Oh
Don't
yeah,
you
he's
think?
A he's a
oh,
first
the
person.
CEO
out of,
was in
like
there,
they,
yeah.
they should have eaten him at this point.
Yeah,
they probably
yeah.
are eating him right now.
God, dude, if they find him and they're alive,
if their I was
therapy
in there,
bill. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
The fucking yeah. trauma of
the kid,
all of that.
There's a kid in there.
The kid it might as well just off himself as soon as he gets out.
Yeah, there's a billionaire, a father and son, and
so
then
the billionaire's
owner and the pilot. Right?
The billionaire's son is 19, so it's a billionaire, his son, the CEO, and one other person.
Yeah, I heard it was okay. Gilligan, the skipper too,
mm-hmm,
a billionaire
mm-hmm.
and his wife,
I'd kill the billionaire
a movie
if I was
star, the professor and Marianne.
If I was the dad, I would be like, for my son, I would be like, dude, I'm out. You know what I mean? Like, kill me.
Yeah.
So maybe you could have
for,
a little bit more oxygen.
Oh, to save
for
the oxygen?
Son.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kill everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm. I would kill the two other for me and my son. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Good point, good point. Yeah,
yeah
but CEO's got to go, dude. This guy is fucking running a racket for years. Years. So, yeah, the project that they were working on at the time in August of 2017, was the submarine that would retrieve the rockets, the UC-3 Nautilus. It was good to go, and a fun dive around the island. Now, this thing worked. Do you know what I mean? Like, this
okay.
thing is impressive that
okay.
he built this, welded it, did everything. Like, it is a very impressive thing.
Yeah.
And it is, you know, that he takes out quite often because it's like, hey, it's the only thing I fucking have that actually
the rockets
goes. And then
working.
I try and work, you know, they It's same schedule as we had, right? It's like you fucking roll out at 11 a.m. You're like kind of working on the rocket a little bit. And like some of the interns I've heard saying just like, what, you think there's a plan? Like there was interviewers there and they were like, there's no plan. There's never a fucking plan. And I go, I get this yep. so hard right now.
Yep. He doesn't even have a car. He uses the sub to like go get groceries.
Yeah, yeah, to like go to the port. Rivers, you know? Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was around this time that freelance journalist Kim Wall became interested in Peter Madsen and the rift he had with his previous company. So that was her interest. This topic alone would enrage Peter. Like he did, he talked about it a little bit, but if you try and talk to him about what happened with Copenhagen suborbitals and his former partner and all of that, he gets like fucking pissed. But this is the thing that she wanted to interview him about for Wired magazine. Wired magazine commissioned the story, but obviously Peter was a little hard to pin down, right? He's just all over the place, all over the warehouse or underwater or wherever he's yeah. at, right?
Having lunch in his submarine.
Yeah, Lord knows. Kim Wall was a 30-year-old independent journalist from Sweden, known for traveling the world to report on stories such as post-war Sri Lanka and Cuba's fledgling underground tech scene. Kim was adventurous and a natural storyteller, making her a perfect candidate for journalism. She was also cheerful and friendly with a smile.
No!
That some might say, what?
You don't even know what she's
going to
say.
Would light up a room, Joel. Oh, sweet boy. God. I'm sorry, sweet boy. She's cute, too.
Oh, yeah. She was cute. She was pretty. I mean, she's no Reva Steenkamp, but.
Yeah. She's won awards. She wrote for The Guardian. She's a pretty accomplished freelance
writer. And cute and smart.
Yep.
I mean, she's mm-hmm. smart.
Yep. On August 10th, so she's been trying to get this interview for months. And Peter is kind of, you know, not available or, you know, super busy. At this point in their town, their small town, he's kind of a celebrity because of what he's doing with this RML. The letters even too look fucking sweet. He knows a villain.
It's good branding.
Yeah, I was going to say he knows branding.
Yeah, he knows a comic book
I'd go
villain
help him.
For sure. So on August 10th, 2017, Kim was preparing for a party with her boyfriend, Ole, you think?
Yeah.
Ole Staub?
That's how I heard it pronounced in
Ole
documentaries.
Staub.
Hey.
Ole Staub. When she received a text from Madsen as she's getting ready. She received a text from Madsen asking her to come aboard the UC3 for a dive and an interview. She wasn't going to be gone long and was really excited and needed this interview for her piece. So she jumped at the chance, and at 7 p.m., not long after receiving the text, she got on board, and the two left the dock for their voyage. There are pictures of her waving from the hatch. As it's going away, her and him, it's just going
it's
to be Madsen and
Conning Tower, or maybe that's
yeah. I was looking for that. So, what is it called? The like piece that sticks up that you can kind of climb out.
Yeah, I think it's called something like the Conning Tower.
I called it the hole, but it's Conning
the
Tower,
porthole or something.
Portholes are the windows, and submarines aren't supposed to have portholes because it's a weak point.
This one did have
windows. Well, it was made by Peter Madsen, so
yeah. So
sense.
He was like he saw it on like a cartoon.
The ones at Disneyland had portholes in them, windows in them.
Yeah, those definitely aren't up to code. They would not last a second in a battle.
But they were underwater.
Well, yeah, they're like 3 feet underwater.
It still works.
Dude, I can't with this nerd combo, dude. Okay, so they're waving out. Boyfriend, I think the boyfriend probably, I think, took the picture, obviously, because he was the one that dropped her off. Yeah.
Yeah.
So around 9 p.m., Kim texted her boyfriend, I'm alive, by the way. Going under now. He brought coffee and cookies. I love you. When Kim did not return by midnight, Ole called the police and was smart enough to actually call the Navy as well and to begin a search for the submarine.
Oh,
missing submarine, which seems strange. Even with the one that just went down, I'm like, how do you lose submarine.
They
called
the Navy. They're like, oh yeah, and we don't. Santa Claus is missing too.
Yeah, exactly. Uh huh.
A missing submarine.
A homemade submarine is missing. Uh huh.
Yeah, there's definitely a Hunt for Red October joke in there somewhere, and I just
there
don't
has
think
to
it
be.
Right now. That's somebody is going to come up with the title that references the Hunt for Red October. And don't go with the Hunt for Red Cocktober. That's too easy.
Reuben,
we're talking to you, bud. So a well-orchestrated and extensive search began on August 11th. So say what you will about Denmark, and maybe it's because there's actually very, very low crime rate in this town. And Denmark in general, I think.
Yeah, and Scandinavia in general.
So they were not, you know, they weren't busy.
Yeah, the cops really wanted something to do.
They were really not busy, so they had all hands on deck, including the Navy, detectives, everything, looking for this submarine. But later that day, the next day, the submarine was spotted off the coast miles away from RML, from the RML warehouse. Peter was seen. So the rescue boats came up. He's seen out of the, what's it called? I'm going to say
I'm
the hatch.
Pretty sure it's the conning tower.
Conning tower.
Somebody's going to correct me.
They see him go back in for a second, then come back out, get on the rescue boat, and the submarine dives with the hatch open, dives down. Not like it's sinking, like something was done to where it's diving down, is what they said it looked like. But how do you know what a like sinking submarine looks like as opposed to a diving?
Just a fully functioning submarine.
Right, just diving. Yeah. I don't know. So the submarine dove back into the water with the hatch open. His team, who had been worried about him, everyone back at RML had been worried about him, was delighted to find out that he was okay. But authorities were still looking for Kim. That's who they were first called to as far as the missing person. Peter was rescued alone, and Kim was nowhere to be found. Peter was taken into custody because she wasn't around and was questioned about her whereabouts, as well as examined for injuries and tests taken of blood found on his hands and fingernails.
This is so fucked up already.
This is a fucking nightmare.
Yeah.
So Peter told police that he actually dropped Kim back on shore at this one restaurant. I don't know the name of it, but it's a well-known dock that he could pull up. And he said he dropped her there and then continued on his journey back, and something went wrong with the submarine.
You know, I'm not sure if this is correct, but in one of the videos that I was watching, the person was saying that he dropped her off because there was something wrong with the submarine.
Yes.
That's why he dropped her off in such a strange place as opposed to going back to the original dock. But
because she lives actually close to RML. She lives like walking distance. So there's no reason why she should be dropped off somewhere else. But you're right. He said there was something malfunctioning and he wanted to get her out so that he could fix whatever it is or deal with the problem on his own.
Or is the captain go down with the ship?
Exactly. I wish. But after looking at the CCTV footage of where he said he dropped Kim at the shore, they discovered that that didn't actually happen. On August 21st, 2017, a cyclist from Denmark was riding alone along the coast of southeast of Amager.
Amager?
I think it's
Amager.
Oh my god.
Amager.
Oh my god.
Where they spotted something strange that had washed up on the beach. Upon closer inspection, the spandex clad traffic hazard.
Fuck cyclists. Fuck all
we
cyclists.
We hate them. Just a flick of the steering wheel and we could. Traffic hazard was horrified to discover the object in the surf was the mutilated torso of a woman.
Damn.
Like I said, not a lot of crime here, so they kind of figured, but had to do DNA tests. At this point, Peter, who was still in custody, so they called it like preliminary custody because they took him. They took him in right away.
Yes.
Again, things are different over there where they can, even if there's...
Things are better there.
No, yeah, even if there's not a crime, they're still looking for this person. And so they're like, no, we're going to keep you here with us until we figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
You can't really do that here, but there they can, thankfully.
Yeah, they call it preliminary custody, and it's one step before being officially charged with the crime. But when you're taken into preliminary custody, it's like you get kind of tagged with what the crime they think you committed mm-hmm. is, and they'll hold on to you for, I think it's up to 24 days or something that they can hold on to you.
Yeah, it's real cool. I bet some really cool shit has happened because wrongfully, you know, accused people. So he's still in custody. And at this point, then he says, actually, Kim was climbing out of the submarine, and the 150-pound hatch fell on her head, causing a gaping hole that killed her. And he panicked, dragged her by a rope up the...
The hatch thingy.
The hatch thingy hole, which caused her clothes to come off and stuff.
Of course.
Of course, as you do. Pulled her up with a rope and gave her a sea burial, which is sweet. Which is actually probably just throwing her body in the ocean, right?
That's what it should be. There is a little bit of a process that apparently you're supposed to do, but we'll go over that in a minute.
Right. So he panicked because she was dead and, like, just got rid of the body. So that's his story. That's his story now. So it was like, it was an accident, but which is, you know, people have gotten away with shit. Robert Durst. Got away with two murders saying that.
Fred Durst has been getting away with being called a musician for God knows how many years
right?
now.
Yeah.
So he's hoping to, yeah, of what?
He got away with it too, the snorkel guy. Not the snorkel guy, the guy.
Scuba diver.
The scuba diver, thank you.
Scuba diver, but it's a pretty pretty common defense. If no one can prove anything, right? Because you can be like, they died and then I panicked and got rid of the body, right? And then you will be charged with, I think, mutilating or like...
Mishandling a corpse
as opposed to killing someone. And it's very... Yeah, it's a lot less.
Yeah,
in this
ocean,
case...
The ocean's the way to kill someone, basically.
Dude, this whole thing's the way to fucking kill someone.
Yeah.
Opening the hatch, diving down the thing, like all of it. All of it is the exact way you should do it.
Was she still in the submarine when they picked him up?
I don't know, Coop. I mean, Joel.
We look exactly alike.
Exactly
so it's,
alike.
It's
I know people get you guys confused all the time when you're out, right?
Oh, constantly.
Like, twins? I know.
Actually,
twins!
on Iconoblast, there were people that had us backwards because they only listened to the audio.
Oh, all the time.
Oh, nice.
All the time. Apparently, my voice matches Joel better than it matches me.
Yeah.
Interesting. So they think that voice comes out of that?
Comes out of this.
Dude, you'd be but so you know, metal, dude.
But my voice comes out of that.
Yeah, that would be crazy, too. Hey.
The whole thing.
Hey, guys. This is crazy. Yeah. Yeah. What? Did she die? Yeah. I think she did it. So he's clearly, you know, changing the story. But weeks later, on October 6th, police divers searching Kouoge?
I think it's Koji.
Koji Bay uncovered two plastic bags containing a woman's severed head and legs, along with bloody clothing and a knife.
Oh, fuck!
Yeah.
The following month, Wall's arms were recovered from the same bay. So now they have everything to do.
He chopped her up in the sub.
You think?
I'm going to go out on a limb here. I think he did it.
I mean, you're quite the engineer, friend. At the time her torso was discovered on the beach, Kim had been missing for nearly 2 weeks at this point. So he's in custody being like, dude, I dropped her off. I dropped her off. Then the torso comes up. He's like, the thing hit her head.
Yeah, I dropped her off and threw her in the water.
Yeah. So a post-mortem examination of Kim's body revealed signs of foul play. Her head showed no signs of blunt force, which is what they were looking for with his first defense. We're like, if we can find the head, we can see if something
hit it.
Hit her on the head, and she has that exact thing that he said. There was no sign of blunt force trauma, meaning Madsen's claim that she had died after being struck by the sub's hatch was untrue. Her torso also had at least 15 stab wounds. Some of the stab wounds were in her groin and had been weighed down with a piece of metal in an attempt to keep it from floating to the surface. The bags containing her legs and clothing had also been weighed down by metal pieces. So now Peter's like, oh, yeah. So actually she died from carbon monoxide.
What the fuck?
Inside. And then I panicked. And I cut up her body.
As you do.
As you do. And then I put her in the sea. Gave her a sea burial.
Yeah, burial at sea.
A burial at sea.
Yeah, I think the U.S. Navy, whenever they bury a sailor at sea, they also chop him into pieces.
They chop
and
the head off.
Stab him in the dick a bunch of times.
Yeah. That's standard, right?
Yeah, it's so that the
and then they put like flowers around
the
neck, like a flower on the necks or something, and then like shoot arrows at him.
Yeah. What the fuck?
So now we're in creepy. Now we're in creepy land.
This is so fucked up.
Now we're in creepy land.
This is one
right?
of the creepiest ones.
Yes, and if you see, you're gonna show pictures of him. And
is he creepy?
He looks like a combination of that free climber Alex Honnold and Howdy Doody. Like, he is a weird looking dude.
Yeah.
He looks like somebody who would do this.
But he also, like, when there's a couple documentaries I would urge you guys to watch. The first one is the HBO documentary, The Investigation, I think. And the Netflix one, Into the Deep, is...
It's about this?
Yeah. Mm. But the Into the Deep, the Netflix one, is there was actually a filmmaker that was making a movie about him.
At the time?
Starting from a year before all the way through.
Ooh.
So has this crazy footage. She has him, you know, his weird outbursts, interviews of him talking. He's a weird dude.
Yeah.
But when he's talking about this stuff, and he is very smart when, I mean, that he's leading all these people and actually executing these insane things like building rockets, actually shooting them.
Off.
He's pulling shit off. And so you don't really, and everyone there totally trusts him, loves him. They're following Peter, right? So he's a little bit unassuming in that you just go, I mean, this is just like a mad scientist guy that's just a little bit awkward, maybe.
Yeah. He's maybe
but
a little temper.
He is also narcissistic, so he's able to do a great interview. He's done TED Talks. Like, he is not, even for a very long time, the people that worked for him were just like, there's no fucking way.
He's like a cult leader.
He comes across as the type of person that you would be like, all right, he's weird, but he probably just has like a little touch of the tism.
He's a little bit,
like, he's
right.
He's on the spectrum, but functional.
A little Trump.
Yeah.
A little Trump. So Peter, at this point, it's the jig is up, right? So his defense is that she died by accident, carbon monoxide, and he panicked. If he's able to prove that, he will be released immediately. He will not be in jail at all here in Denmark. Otherwise, it's going to be, you know, premeditated murder, life in prison.
Yeah.
Their life in prison is 16 years, but whatever.
16
and they
years,
don't have the death penalty.
And it's in prisons that are nicer than the majority of the
hotels. Oh, you get to wear like normal
clothes.
The majority
of the apartments I've ever lived in.
Yeah. They're like, yeah, I'm sure you've seen those documentaries too, where they like show it's literally just like a really nice, like the Standard in L.A., that hotel, where it's like very kind of boxy, a little bit insane asylum, but that's the art deco of it or whatever.
Yeah,
that's what they look like.
It's way nicer than the Crystal Lodge in Ventura, I'll put it that way.
Yeah, but not as fun, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so Peter opted for... Actually,
but there's less criminals in Denmark prisons than there are in the Crystal Lodge.
Yeah, exactly. So Peter opted for a judge trial, meaning that there wouldn't be a jury. It would be a judge and then two kind of judges in training, I guess, which are like not full-fledged, but...
Well, yeah, that's who I want judging my cases, a couple of fucking interns.
Yeah, but you for sure with this guy, and I think this was smart, he did not want a jury. So he didn't. He opted for not to have a jury trial so that they wouldn't be able to judge his fucked up, insane personality, right?
Okay, that makes
sense. So you want to just, like, talk to the judge, be like, this is what happened, and not have to, you know, be a personality for the jury, right?
Okay, yeah.
Because he doesn't have a great one, and he probably knows that. So on the 5th of September 2018, Peter begins his trial. So... key points from this trial is Madsen was into snuff films.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really into them. After searching his computer, police found multiple videos, over 100 actually, videos of people being murdered, women being murdered.
The fuck?
Top three porn search words were throat, girl, pain. His preferred method of torture, it would appear, includes a woman being mistreated with a knife, fire, or a spear. On his computer, on his hard drive, they found over 100 snuff films depicting women being beheaded, tortured, and burned alive. To me, I'm like, how
did you find those?
And like, how is that something that is on a porn search? Like, how deep do you have to go into the dark web to find, like, a woman being murdered straight up? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I thought it ended
so
with
that
buttholes.
Is not just like, oh, that's just not like, oh, I'm, this is my kink. This is like, you are, it's a full-time job, probably why you haven't finished the rockets. Because you're looking
you're
for.
Constantly looking for the snuff porn.
For a woman being straight up beheaded murdered. And yeah. burned alive. A lot of them are, you know, dramatizations, some of them are animation, but there were a couple on there that were actually somebody getting fucking murdered.
Okay, that's even more weird to me for some reason. That
that's not more weird, but it's fucking weird.
I feel like you could find, if you want to find an animation or someone acting shit out, you could probably find that in this tier. But if you want to find an actual murder...
Well, you have to go to like bestgore.com or Lively.
Excuse
back before
me,
it got
excuse
stupid.
Me, Coop.
You're not familiar with shock sites?
Do you know?
Jesus Christ, no.
Do you know this?
No, I'm with
your
you.
Wife
all
knows
roads
it.
Roads lead to anal.
On my tier on my tier of the fucking internet, all of my the worst that I could get is the inside of someone's butthole.
Yep, that's
that's
as far
the
as
farthest
I
can go, and it stops there. As
really?
Long as the intestine is as far as I can go. But.
Yeah, like E-fucked. Well, E-fucked is the furthest down the rabbit hole I've
what?
Ever
been.
Well, I am way more disturbed by E-fucked, which somehow I.
What
I
is on
up...
E-fucked? Oh my gosh,
that's
you guys.
Just like,
I thought I was.
No, you'd love it.
It's not it's real,
like,
right?
No, it's like porn bloopers and like gaping buttholes, and it's all porn related, like.
You'd love it.
You'd love it.
You'd love it. He knows me so well. What a sweetheart. Now, Coop, I need you to tell me what you're talking about, dude.
I think he's looking it up right now.
Are
well,
you?
There's a rule when it comes to storytelling, and that rule is show, don't tell.
You're not going to show me, are you?
It's not a person dying or anything
okay.
like that.
Are you going to E-fucked? Are you going to E-fucked?
No, he's...
You know exactly what I'm going to show.
What? Yeah.
Don't, you can't
it's
talk...
It's my favorite E-fucked video.
I don't know,
okay,
guys.
So,
I don't know if I'm ready.
Obviously, this is something
I don't
that
know if I'm ready.
We're not going to be able to show on...
It's on Patreon. I'll put it on the screen.
No, you won't. No, you won't, dude.
You are the boss. I'll blur it out.
No, we're not doing that. Because... this may eventually go into the Dateline slot.
Now, there's no sound in this video that you would associate with sex. So there's, as far as I'm concerned, there's nothing erotic about this video.
So
wink.
Yeah,
so,
right.
Since the people, Coop, since the people watching and listening can't see it, will you do like a description of what's happening
while I'm watching it?
Okay,
you can use her mic. Go over there with her. This is awesome. Go over there. Oh, she's starting it.
Okay, I'm gonna wait for you.
Yeah, let him get on the mic.
Okay, cool.
Okay, can you guys hear me okay from here?
A little closer. Yeah.
Okay, you just take it. Oh no.
Okay, so there's a title card. Now there's a woman that is bound over the top of it looks like a stepladder.
Uh-huh.
She's tied to the stepladder
uh-huh.
with saran wrap.
Uh-huh.
And there's another woman wearing a headband using one of those water balloon launching slingshots.
Oh, yeah. This one.
But I don't know what those things are called, but they're the weird types of seeds that come off of certain trees that are just covered in spikes.
So spiky. Oh!
Bullseye!
Oh, yes! Oh, Minga. Minga, Minga.
There's subtitles, too.
And then there's what? What's that?
That is a laughing Korean man.
Eating noodles, watching it. What the fuck?
It goes again.
Oh! Dude.
That wasn't the one I thought you were going to show.
Like,
but that one's really good.
But by the way, that was so tame compared to the shit that Peter's watching.
Oh,
but that is like...
Definitely.
That was probably the beginning of his dive. Like that's the level he started, and then he slowly went down to seeing someone actually be murdered.
Yeah, it really is a slippery slope. So I've heard.
So will you send me the link to that? Because what I can do, since we can't show it, I'll put it in the description so they can watch it if they want to.
Only
yeah,
on Patreon,
they
only
are going to want to.
Yeah.
They are going to
want
to
know what the fuck that was. But that one's tame. The one that I was thinking of is just like
the one
this,
with the O Fortuna song.
Yeah, it's like this epic prolapsing, giant, open, like fucking...
What, dude?
And it goes into slow-mo with a beautiful song. Like, they edit their shit.
That's
anyway,
what you,
we're going way
that's
off
what
the
you
rails
like.
Here.
It's like, oh, I read Playboy for the fucking articles.
Yeah.
You're like, I just like to see their editing. Like,
I watch E-Fucked for the editing.
I don't watch it anymore because, like... I would watch it for like an hour. It happened to both of us as we got older. Like, you get super fucking depressed.
Yeah.
Like, because a lot of it's like women, like, during like a sex scene, like, all of a sudden just panicking.
Having a
and like
a
kicking
breakdown.
The dude in the
yeah,
dick with their heels and like quitting, you know?
It's bad.
Crying
shit.
And.
Yeah.
It's not good.
No.
It's not
You don't want to see that. You don't want to see that.
You do want to see the video that we were just watching.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Just because you go like, all right, it's two girls. They're clearly like signed up for this.
Yeah.
Right. And when it's two, like one girl doing it to the, you know, you're kind of just like, there's something less sinister
one,
about it. Like, you know, a guy's orchestrating it, but you're also just like, she's, you know, I don't know.
It feels safer.
I don't know. Yes.
The
yes.
sound she makes though, when it connects.
But like you could, when you see it, you like feel every spike.
Ooh,
in
yeah.
your butthole, dude. Anyway,
we just flew off the rails. It's,
yeah,
it's wrapping
yeah.
back in here. Jesus.
So that's what they're showing this in trial. So they're showing like videos that he had, videos that he's looking at, which is disturbing, right? And it's a pretty good way to like
really
evoke.
Up.
Emotion. If it was a jury, it would be like, dude, fuck this.
Yeah, absolutely.
The other point in the trial, Madsen changed his story multiple times. People don't really like that. Over the course of the investigation, Madsen's story has repeatedly changed. He first claimed that he returned Wall to the land alive and well, and then she died with a heavy hatch, and then she died from accidental asphyxiation. So... clearly, he's
full of shit.
Hiding something. If there's one thing investigators don't like, it's changing your story. And if you change it more than once, duh.
I mean, has there ever been a situation where somebody in a criminal trial has changed their story multiple times and still gotten off?
One time, yes.
Yes, but you have to change it like from, I think, Robert Durst. But you have to change it to like... One time you have to say, this is how they died, and I panicked. It was an accident, and I panicked. You can't go, well, it was actually a different accident, and then I panicked again. Do you know what I mean? Like, you have to be like, I'm sorry, I was lying because I was scared, and you could
it's
kind of...
You got to be telling the fucking truth.
Well,
ideally,
that's ideal. But if you want to get away with it, I keep bringing Robert Durst up, but he got away with this exact defense. And then later, he's in jail now or dead or something.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought
later
he
finally got, because he kept doing it. Mm-hmm. Usually, you let a murderer get away with murder, they're going to do it again. The only person that hasn't is OJ. And gosh, he's really keeping it locked up. He's really keeping it locked up, isn't he? He's just golfing and fucking talking to the Twitter world.
Oh, God. And the jokes that he'll make about it.
Oh, my God.
That's how I know he didn't do it.
He's just going to the Cosmopolitan, Vegas, and just fucking living his life. That's how you have to do it.
Good for him.
You know who got
good
away
for him.
The episode we did in Sydney, Australia, the poop shoot, the trash shoot guy.
Got away with it.
Because then the next girlfriend also was was killed magically and got away with that.
Strangled by a gold chain.
Usually, if they get away with it, will eventually do something.
So he'll kill again. He's going to kill a third girlfriend, and then he'll finally get caught.
We'll see. About that.
Not this guy, the the sweet Sydney guy.
Oh yeah.
He's going to kill somebody.
Yeah, he's going to slip up at some point.
Other points in the trial, Madsen invited many other women actually on the submarine. But one witness testified that Madsen invited her onto his submarine soon after they met by chance back in May of 2017. The witness, whose identity was not revealed, told the court that she declined, but that he contacted her again online to repeat the invitation on the 8th of August, which was 2 days before he allegedly took Wall on the submarine.
Oh, God.
She said, I thought it was a little odd that he wrote me. She said, if it had been my submarine, I would not have invited me when I didn't answer the first time, but he was really trying to get somebody on this submarine.
So it wasn't even the fact that she wanted to do an article about him. He just wanted to kill somebody.
He was looking for a victim, so...
And she had probably kept contacting him. Hey, I really want to do this interview. I'm really trying to figure out whatever I'd like to see.
Yeah, it was an easy way
to get other people that maybe he was wanting to, or that would be better victims, by the way, that didn't have their boyfriend standing on the dock. If he had gotten someone else that maybe nobody knew where they were or weren't looking for them that night, he might have been able to get away with it because... this fucking idiot.
So he
literally left with the girlfriend waving to the boyfriend that's going to be calling if she's not back.
Yeah.
That's the crazy shit too of it.
It's weird considering how smart he was in every other aspect that's something that he overlooked. But something that I just found out today.
I think it was an urge. I think he was breaking point.
He was just this is happening. I'm going to say that I did this and hopefully I can get away with it.
So what happened is he was part of a BDSM community in Denmark, and he would go to bondage sex parties. And he ended up getting kicked out of the club because everybody said he was too timid. He was holding back too much. And that really pissed him off and hurt his ego. So I think what this was, it's also...
That's real?
Yeah, that's true. Something else that his friends have said about him is due to... the relationship between his mom and his dad falling apart. He ended up cutting his mom completely out of his life. And
He ended up cutting his mom in half. And so that was red flag number one a little bit. But, you know what I mean. Who doesn't, right?
Right.
No, and he would actually badmouth her kind of constantly. Anytime he was asked about his mom, was like, she's dumb as a cat. She's stupid. I hate her, whatever.
And he had a major hatred towards women. Yeah. I mean, fucking obviously.
Clearly.
But I think that was sort of the catalyst for this is the bondage club telling him oh no, you're too timid. Well, I'll show you how fucking timid
guess
I am.
What? Bitches. there was also a girl, there's one girl that worked in this ragtag team of fucking dudes, right? Because only dudes would fucking blindly follow this weirdo and be fine with it because they don't feel threatened in any way and they don't care and whatever. But there was one girl and she was actually asked to go on the day before.
Fuck.
And
damn.
She didn't. I don't know what happened. Oh, it was either the day of or the day before, but Kim responded to him. So she went on. She was the girl that worked there was God going damn. To go on the submarine. She was stoked. She's like, yeah, fuck yeah, it's ready. Let's go.
Oh,
but
God.
This Kim girl, and he was like, well, I'd have no attachment. Like, I have no attachment to this girl, so maybe I'll just take
Dude,
her.
Dude, she dodged a bullet just like that yeah. jogger dodged a bullet with Dahmer.
Yeah.
Not going
yeah.
for that jog.
Good callback.
I know.
It was like episode two.
Yeah, or three. Four. My goodness. Oh, four. What? Yeah. Annie knows the episode. What a Damn. Producer, huh?
But I'll put the wrong picture on the screen right now.
Whatever. As long as it's close enough. Judge Annette Burko and two jurors. I mean, but they were judges, but they called them jurors.
Junior judges.
Junior judges found Peter Madsen 47 guilty of three of the main charges of premeditated murder, aggravated sexual assault, and desecrating a corpse. The court has been unanimous in coming to this result. Burko said,
Thank
this
God.
Is clear evidence that the accused has shown an interest in killing and dismembering people. So really the evidence, I mean, they had Kim's DNA on him, but that doesn't mean, you know, because he said he cut up the body. It would still go with his defense if there was her blood and, you know, skin under his nails. He had scratches on his arms, but.
Because dead bodies are notorious for scratching.
Yeah,
when you're
for like
to cut them
trying
out.
To like claw out. Yeah. yeah.
Zombies are a big
he
issue.
Said, I think
Denmark.
He said it was from like the rope or something, like pulling them up or cutting her up. And if you really think about his scenario. Anytime people use this, it's like, think about this scenario. This woman that you don't really know, reporter, you're out for just a couple hours, dies of some kind of carbon monoxide. And you like go down, you're like, oh my God, you know, slapping her face. Like, are you, and you just go, all right. So, you know what I mean? Like, it's just such a, even if that was his defense, even if that's what happened, you're crazy.
You're going to
go to jail, dude. Like that's an insane way to deal with an accidental death,
yeah,
right?
Why dismember and hide the body? I mean, honestly, this is going to sound bad, but if he was smart, what he would have done is.
Please, Coop.
Let's say she did die from carbon monoxide poisoning.
Let's just say, that's what I'm saying.
He was going to sink the ship anyway. So why not leave her body on the submarine? And sink the fucking thing and say she went down with the sub. She would have a high concentration of CO2 in her body anyway.
Yes. She wouldn't have water.
She wanted to
in her lungs. Yeah.
But you could still just be like on the way down, you know, maybe on the way down, carbon monoxide. I don't know. As it's filling, she's died already and then it fills.
Oh, yeah.
Up.
He knew that sub inside out.
So that's
and
what
out.
I thought he did.
Yeah, I thought that he left her in the sub when they showed up. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. So like,
but he just wanted to chop someone up. He wanted to get off on that shit.
When we say premeditated murder, fine.
Yes,
it's premeditated
underwear.
Because he actually brought the saw on board, which people on his team attested to, that like there was this wood saw that was on the tool wall, and when he went out to the sub, he brought that. Which it's not like you're not going to bring tools, but there's no reason to bring a wood saw onto the submarine, right?
A hacksaw, possibly, but if you're bringing a wood saw, you don't do a whole lot of carpentry on subs.
Right. And so, you know, it was obviously premeditated, but not premeditated enough to come up with a good fucking plan. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know if he knew he was going to kill her. I mean, he must have.
I would,
but like
think
your
so.
Plan afterwards was real stupid.
Yeah, yeah, very stupid.
Real stupid. But in Denmark, like I said, a life sentence is 16 years, which is insane.
God, life expectations really short over there.
I didn't know it was 16. I thought it was like 21, or because isn't Varg from Sweden?
Well, we're talking about Denmark.
Denmark.
Oh, Denmark. Okay.
And he's from Norway, I think.
Yeah. Whatever. Same shit.
So after 30 months in jail.
You're talking about my heritage here, Joel.
Yeah, let's get it right.
Racist.
His white
Yeah. I mean,
with a little, with 16% white.
Mistaking Denmark and Sweden is the same as like North Carolina, South Carolina.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's racist too.
What kind of white are you? You know?
The whitest kind.
Yeah. Different percentage of the whitest of the white.
I'm 5% below translucent.
Yeah. So after 30 months, though, in jail, Madsen, the engineer, mad scientist that he is, fashioned a weapon and threatened a guard who ended up letting him escape. By the way, is there just one guard?
I knew there was going to be a twist. I was like, what is the thing?
I mean, it's not. Well, now listen. Let him escape. But this actually resulted. It was just like this narcissistic bullshit.
His
it resulted in a standoff with him. You can show pictures of this where he's just like sitting on the grass. Yeah, there's video of it.
Security footage of him actually running out. And the funny thing is the guards are just kind of chasing after him like, Peter.
Yeah.
Peter,
hey!
Come back.
Hey, and he's got a backpack. He's got jeans, a jacket. Like, where'd you get fucking all of that?
He's still got like muffins from the Continental Breakfast
with
him.
Yeah. He's just like, he just runs out. I guess there's one guard that he threatened. And they were like, no, don't. He said he had a bomb. Basically, in the backpack, he said he had a bomb. So there was a hours long standoff with him, and you can find the video of him sitting on this, you know, against like a telephone pole, it looks like, just like defeated. But there's like snipers with guns trained on him, sharpshooters, everything, just tons of guns pointed at him for hours, and he's just like, God fucking damn it. But they thought he said that he had a bomb on him, and because he was this mad scientist dude, they actually believed that possibly he could have.
Mm-hmm. Did he not? He didn't have a bomb?
No.
No, it was all fake.
And they ended up taking him back, and he's still there, but...
Oh.
You know, the funny thing is...
That would have been so sweet if he rushed him, and they shot him, and then he blew up and, like, nuked everybody.
Right?
That'd be a good way of Rocket Man to go out, in my opinion.
The only reason that they even chased him down is because he took one of the complimentary robes with him when he left.
Those are expensive.
But yeah, creepy. And when you show the pictures and videos and stuff, like, it is really, it's just, if you think about what happened to this, like, super cute, awesome girl, and the fact that he was
and she just wanted
planning this and just kind of building up to this by like watching all these films and thinking about it and whatever, and like just needed to do this, and having her with all good intentions, you know, just getting the interview, and we still don't know because he will not confess or say what happened. So we still don't know exactly. Oh, did he?
Very, very recently. I think that it might've just been last year. He finally admitted that he killed her.
But, like, did he go into detail?
I don't know about the detail. It was just a headline that I saw right before I left to come over here that said, you know, eccentric Danish
rocket man
entrepreneur confesses to murder.
Confesses. Sub-boy. I mean, so what they thought happened, obviously, was, you know, just some...
Did he bang her?
Crazy bondage. There was stabs in her... groin
the
on
Gigi.
Her stomach
almost exclusively in the vagina,
and they're not they can't actually tell if it was done before or after she died and was probably strangled
the
tied
only,
up
only evidence that they found of possible sexual assault is he had a little spooge in his underwear. But I mean, considering who it was,
did
that's
you
probably
to call
always
it
there
spooge?
I know, my god,
well, I'm using a scientific term. Sorry, he shot a bunch of ropes in his underwear. Is that
no, it was just a little. Shoot it was a just a little is, bit. It was I just a rope, little bit.
I think a rope is better than saying spooge, in my opinion. Like, come on, dude.
Yeah,
have
possibly.
Some respect for the dead.
He's still alive.
Oh,
so
I meant
we're not going to respect him.
I meant the girl.
Oh,
so creepy story again. In light of Ocean Gate,
what are we going to find? Someone's got to be murdered in this fucking sub when they find it.
My God. So this just came to mind because of the unregulated nature of submarines.
Yeah.
Like, even the Ocean Gate thing, I go, like, how is there no regulations on this? And so there's something so creepy about that and having
I will never do that.
Ocean be what it is. these crazy homemade submarines being what they are, being able to go wait. I mean, he could have just stayed down for like a super long time and come up and been like, something happened and we're like, we're dead. You know, she's dead, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. So very strange, but nightmarish on many levels. First of all, being in a submarine, which I would never, ever, ever, ever do. Even if it's on land, I wouldn't do a tour. Not at all. Ever.
Fuck no.
And so there's that aspect to it. And then everything that happened under there and the quietness and creakiness and just the fucking gnarly shit of dude.
I would think that it would be a bit of a red flag just going on to a private sub with one other person.
With one other person. Why couldn't your boyfriend go?
Yeah.
Maybe that was her choice.
He was fucking smart. He was like, hell no.
I don't know. Maybe it was her choice. She was, you know, she's independent. She's doing her work. She's not going to bring her fucking boyfriend with her everywhere. So, like, there was probably just like, look, I'm doing a story. This is my job.
She probably wanted to.
But I don't know if I would have wanted to go. Because I'm kind of the same way where I'm just like, dude, I'm doing my job. Like, I don't want to just bring you along to all this shit. Yeah. But if it was that, I'd be like, yeah, maybe you just sit in the back.
Yeah.
Just sit in the back and, you know.
Film it for me.
Yeah, just film it. Be part, like, work with me.
Yeah.
So, wait, you know.
I know I'm talking about the Ocean Gate thing again real quick.
Yeah.
Just because we're going to drop this on Friday.
Yes.
Which is, right now, they could still be alive by Friday.
They could still be alive.
They'll be dead.
For sure, Dunzo.
Yeah.
Do you think?
So what do you guys think is going to happen? Because maybe they could. By the time this comes out, maybe they'll find them.
Can Whether or not they're alive or dead, imagine?
What do you think is going to be in the sub when they pull it out? Let's make a. I think we should guess now that we've learned what happens in a submarine.
So I think it's.
Do you think they killed each other?
No, I think it's imploded. I think it imploded.
Yeah, my guess is they're already dead.
Apparently, from what experts are saying in interviews, like at 10,000 feet. Probably exploded or imploded.
Well, that's the thing I don't get because it's made it's supposed to go to 12. The
yeah. Now look
hang out
again.
With the Titanic. That's I don't know. Does. So I it mean, could be on the ocean floor and not.
I don't know. I've seen crazier things. I don't know. Yeah, you don't know what kind of equipment they have on there, and it is the CEO is on there. So if there's anything wrong, he's been in charge of building this thing and knows the ins and outs and all of it. So I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah,
I would say no.
If it didn't implode, what are they fucking doing?
There's going to be somebody eaten, for sure. Somebody naked, mm-hmm. obviously.
I mean, the last survivor is going to be covered in blood, and everybody else is going to be eaten or
dead.
Well, I mean, they're all going to be dead.
Yeah.
If there is one survivor left, but he's going to be
but maybe
naked
two,
and covered in blood.
This could they're be like, look, we're going to die. There's a lot of, sexual stuff I haven't done.
Ooh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So don't you think one person...
At least one...
God damn it.
...has prolapsed.
Yes.
Don't you think? Just like, I've never... Oh.
Feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.